and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After first saying the Louvre would reopen today, officials in Paris say the famous museum will remain closed for another day following the brazen heist of some of France's crown jewels.
The suspects took 8 pieces, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, elaborate diamond brooches, 2 diadems, and Napoleon's wife, Empress Eugenie's diamond-encrusted golden crown, nearly 200 years old, which prosecutors say was recovered at the scene. Reportedly damaged and left behind as the thieves made their getaway on scooters.
That's ABC's Allison Kosick. There was a spike in internet site outages this morning following a disruption of Amazon Web Services. Facebook, Amazon, The Wall Street Journal, Roblox, all sites that were affected and down. President Trump is now threatening to cut off all U.S. aid to Colombia after the president of that country accused the U.S. of unlawfully killing fishermen in the military strikes in the Caribbean. This is ABC News.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Organized protests took place throughout Wisconsin and the nation over the weekend. Max Martinson reports.
Back in June, organizers of the No Kings movement held what they called the largest coordinated protest during President Donald Trump's second administration. On Saturday, the No Kings movement was back in full effect, with over 2,600 events occurring across the country in protests of what they call an authoritarian style of government. Civic media personnel were on the ground across the state, documenting protests in major cities as well as smaller communities around the state of Wisconsin. Protesters who attended Saturday's events came from all walks of life. Civic media reporter Lisa Hale spoke with Deb Fenzel from Oshkosh, who joined the No Kings movement for her grandchildren.
Because I feel strongly about doing this for my grandchildren and their rights. I'm not so concerned about me anymore. It may take the rest of my life.
Many protesters from Saturday's events were also part of a younger demographic. Civic media reporter Melissa Kay spoke with Natalie, a high school student from Wisconsin Rapids, who says that she's still proud of her country despite current leadership.
Don't be afraid to show up and be who you are and be proud of your country. I've had times where I'm not as proud of my country, but I have to remember that I'm not proud of the leadership. I am proud of the USA.
Protesters also included public servants such as Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell, Civic Media reporter Sholly Pittman in Madison.
How are you spending your time? Because make no mistake, our time is being stolen with algorithmic precision.
Many of the protests from Saturday's events also included marches and demonstrations, such as in Milwaukee, where thousands took to the streets.
Get up, get down. Milwaukee is a union town.
For Civic Media News, I'm Max Martinson. Lisa Hale, Melissa Kay, Isabella Nieto, Parker Olson, and Sholly Pittman contributed reporting.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Packers beat the Cards.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Arizona, where the Green Bay Packers held on to win last night 27-23 over the Cardinals. The road trip began with a 5-hour flight delay when the team plane had mechanical problems on the ground in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur.
From the moment we got on the trip, nothing seemed to go right to end game. There was a lot of things that didn't go right, but the guys kept battling, and that's what it takes in this league.
Packers running back Josh Jacobs had 13 carries for 55 yards, scoring twice, including the winning touchdown, despite dealing with the flu and a calf injury.
They really didn't really want me to play today. It was one of them things where I kind of had to convince them. You also got to know who you're talking to. I'm one of them guys, man, if I feel like I can spin and I'm not going to hurt the team by trying to, play, then I'm going to go out there and give it everything I got.
College football, the Badgers losing to Ohio State 34-0. A report says if Wisconsin decides to fire Luke Fickell, they would owe the coach $25 million in a contract buyout. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today. High temperatures in the low to mid 60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, continued breezy with lows in the mid 40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday. High temps only near 50. Right now, it's 40 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Hi, it's Jane Matt Nair.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Matt Nair on air.
We cover all the news that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number two with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we will recap all the events from the weekend, including local No Kings rallies across Wisconsin. I hope you can join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on a Monday morning, October 20th, 2025. 10-20-2025. Wow, it is Monday morning here. It's a beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're spending your mornings listening across the Civic Media Radio Network or watching us on YouTube, Facebook, podcast, and more. We appreciate you being here. I got a question for you. What would I do without Parker Olson producing this thing? Because like 30 seconds ago, he just like disappeared out of the frame. And I thought for sure something had gone terribly wrong. And I thought, well, if he's not there, it's like if the pilot is incapacitated. Can I bring this thing down on wheels? You know, I'm like, if he can't go to commercial or something, if you just leave, do I just talk for 3 hours straight, like through the breaks?
Three hours straight, cold opens, cold closes.
Yeah.
It would be absolutely awful. But you know what, Pat? You could do it because I believe in you.
If anybody could yap for three straight hours, yeah, I suppose it could be me. It reminds me of an old episode of MASH where Hawkeye is in a Jeep accident out in the middle of nowhere. Okay. And this, you know, Korean family takes him in. He realizes he's risking a concussion and he doesn't dare, you know, lose consciousness. So he has to keep talking the whole time. So he talks through the entire episode and the family looks at him like he's crazy, but he knows he just has to keep talking. I feel like that show made an impression on me in some way, shape, or form. Just keep talking. And that's how I ended up with this job on the radio at 6:08 on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
How was your quintessentially cliche fall weekend? It was beautifully autumny out here.
It was like perfectly fall. It was great. Pretty good weekend. Had a good night on Friday over in Whitewater. Had a good football game there. Then on Saturday, did a little coverage here with Civic Media, doing some No Kings coverage. That was always.
What do you think? Like what? Maybe a couple hundred paid agitators. Was that pretty much it there? I mean, that's the impression I got from listening to some people. It was just a handful of vagabonds, or was the crowd a little bit bigger?
It might have been a little bigger. It might have been. I would say at least 10,000. I have seen as high as 15,000, I think.
Yeah.
In Madison.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money, Pat, to pay all those people.
I know. I'm surprised George Soros is able to afford breakfast this morning with all that. I wish I would have done a better job of collecting some of the best signs that people were carrying.
Oh, God. Because, I couldn't again, keep track of them.
Occasions like this remind us that for all that is serious and troubling about life in America these days, we're also surrounded by really funny people. And sometimes adversity brings out the humor. in some way, shape, or form. So I'm going to call those up at some point. We'll rattle through some of those together. But obviously, it was a good time was had by all. For the people that you said, oh, this is going to be a bunch of violent Antifa types, I'm not pretty sure people in dinosaur costumes and things like that, they're not too violent. They're actually quite fun.
There was an excellent tweet from Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer, who was at the one in Milwaukee, I believe. He was at that No Kings protest. And he said that he asked a man in a frog suit next to him if he knew where the route was leading them. And the guy turns around and goes, "Are you Dan?"
Things you don't expect to hear from a man in a chicken suit. I know. I edited Selena Heller's report, and Selena will be with us shortly here to talk about who she all covered in Eau Claire. And the way that I edited it, you've got this one woman, you know, talking, and then another woman's answering a question, and then you hear a guy's voice, but he's in a chicken suit. And then you hear a woman's voice, but she's in a cow costume, an inflatable cow costume. And again, just did not look like a violent Antifa bunch to me.
No, I saw like many a flamingo.
Yeah. They wanted to express themselves, and they did. And people go, well, that changed. Donald Trump's still president. No, sometimes you just need to express yourself. I've seen the Washington Post editorial that compares it to the Tea Party rallies of 2009, which, you know, I did not agree with the people at those rallies, but you had some of that same energy of people who wanted to gather and send a message, and the incumbents in office might be wise to listen to that and see if there's maybe something they could do differently. I don't know, like reopen the government. Just a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, part of a big reason for that government shutdown is around the issue of healthcare and affordable health care. And that is something that a group in Western Wisconsin works on. Their name is GROW, G-R-O-W-W, for Grassroots Organizing Western Wisconsin. And Bill Hogsteth is going to join us this morning in our 7 o'clock hour to talk about health care and the canvassing that they do all around Western Wisconsin to try to keep politicians' attention focused on healthcare. We'll have Dr. Kristen Lyerly, I believe. The aforementioned Selena Heller will be here. And then in our third hour, Laura Ann Bird, our favorite author, is going to tell us about book festivals. I don't think I've ever been to a book festival. Have you been to a book festival?
I've been to book fairs.
Yeah, maybe.
Like a kid. Well,
fairs and like Scholastic books or something, yeah. Where you get the little Pizza Hut coupons and things like that. Yeah.
I remember box tops.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I love collecting the box tops and getting things like that. You bet. You can call or text the show 855-75-CIVIC 855-752-4842. You can call us or text us or leave us a voice note using the Civic Media app. You, of course, can put something in the comment sections on the Up North News Facebook or YouTube pages, or the Civic Media Facebook or YouTube pages, like Alicia saying good morning, Pat, over on YouTube. We appreciate that very much. I loved hearing, you could just hear this drone, this hum all over Wisconsin this weekend. And it was the combines. There's any combine that can operate, that can work at all, was out in the fields this weekend.
Yes.
Because the weather was just right. And they got, you know, you got to get that stuff off while you can, especially while there's still a market for corn or soybeans or storage space, as the case may be. So you had the fall colors that are starting to pop at the right time. Y'all see what I'm doing yet here? I'm trying to avoid talking about the Brewers and the Dodgers.
You know, I was wondering about it. When you said there was a drone over Wisconsin, I thought that was going to be the transition into it.
No, it's let's get into it for this reason.
Can we not?
Oh, we have to. Look, there
Pat,
is
the people
a
already
of,
know.
There's a bit those. Of there's a bit of feng shui to the Brewer season, in that it both started and finished.
Yeah.
With four games from hell.
That's true.
Just no other way around it. Those first four, you know, the first three, I think, were against the Yankees, or were all four against the Yankees. I forget.
Three.
And then what happened with the Dodgers? And yet, I I really thought I might be angry at the end of this all, but you know, because again, the Brewers can't make it, to the, to the World Series. I'm not angry, especially after that last game. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, 10 strikeouts as a starting pitcher, and oh, as a starting pitcher, 3 home runs, including one that left Dodger Stadium. It left Dodger Stadium. I am a lifelong baseball fan. All right. I know my baseball. So for me to not even grudgingly accept, but to willingly accept the notion that we're seeing somebody who is far better than Babe Ruth ever was, Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle. Oh, this guy is so amazingly special. And when he has a game like that, you're like, what can you possibly do? And you're going up against a $500 million payroll that, unlike in July when we beat them, they were healthy, they were firing on all cylinders, and you just got to tip your cap.
Yeah. The Dodgers did what I wish the Brewers did, and that is peak at the right time.
Yes. Yeah.
That really sucks, because that is something, especially in college, I've noticed. If you talk to college coaches, they say a lot about peaking at the right time. Yes. And Shohei's just generational, and
of course, plays for Dodgers. I think I mentioned at one point that one of my goals this season was, I know so many people at Brewers games all the time, because people put up on Facebook, hey, I'm at American Family Field, whatever. And I would always be looking at the crowds and really wanting to see somebody I know in the crowd. And I have to admit, I came up short on that one. But the next day, when the Mariners played the Blue Jays in Seattle, and that series is tied up 3-3 now, right?
Yeah, game 7 tonight, I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, from college friends of ours, husband and wife out in Seattle, put up on their Facebook, they were caught on the Jumbotron during, there was a big home run. I've lost track of who hit it now, but an 8th inning home run that helped put Seattle up, and they went on to win the game. And there's just this look of joy. They're looking at each other as the rest of the crowd is going crazy after this home run. And they were up on the Jumbotron. They were able to get a photo of it. And I was so happy for them, but I'm like, but I wanted that to be us. I wanted to see, Joe Zepecki and Melissa Baldoff there in the crowd, after we eliminate the Dodgers. And
it's supposed to be me.
It's supposed to be us. However, because I'm, this is the kind of bitter, passive-aggressive person that I am sometimes.
Oh, boy.
We eliminated the Cubs. We eliminated Craig Counsell and the Cubs. So, you know what? It's the season's not all lost.
The Cubs are still coping so hard.
I know.
It's so weird. It's beyond even, what I can comprehend as normal at this point. Now it's just, weird. It's worse than Bear fans are during the
offseason.
I was
going to say, they're trying to take their minds off of, the Bear stuff as best they can. Alicia puts on YouTube, I was able to provide some emotional support to a couple of people over the Brewers game. Sometimes you need to be the emotional support animal for your friend, the baseball fan or the football fan, whatever the case may be. And Tony's up early in Ashland, puts up on YouTube, I'm pretty sure a book festival is like Woodstock, but they play audiobooks over the speakers instead of music.
Can you imagine listening to the Lord of the Rings over loudspeakers in a field?
Could happen.
I love this idea.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got also the daily newsletter that Ellie puts out for Up North News. That is out and about. You can sign up for that at upnorthnewswi.com. And sports-wise, she notes that the Bucks now have 3 Antetokounmpo brothers on there. There's Giannis, of course, and Thanasis, if I'm saying that right. And now Alex, who's 24, was signed to a contract earlier this month. And also, this one is also not maybe in my wheelhouse, but probably Parker's. I'm sure you were a big fan of the Gilmore Girls. And The show is famously set in the fictional New England town of Stars Hollow, which is everything an ideal small town should be, a lively, walkable downtown complete with bookshops, antique stores, bakeries, and diners. And in the newsletter today are 5 Wisconsin places worthy of Stars Hollow. So if you're channeling your inner Gilmore Girl, these are the places where you could go and feel like you're on a TV set. And that That and much more is in our newsletter. Sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com. All right, we'll talk about more about what's in the news today. Then Dr. Kristen Lyerly coming up following that with today's history lesson. Selena Heller with more about the No Kings rallies and much more. Live from the heart of Lake Wissota. No, live from the heart of America's up north here on Lake Wissota. See, it's Monday. I'll get some coffee and be back after this here up north.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Do you or someone you know have disabilities but are challenged finding resources and guidance? Focus on Freedom provides support for children and adults with diverse abilities with a variety of customized services such as one-to-one supports for individuals like daily living skills and training, along with personalized caregiver supports like foundations and caregiving seminars. Focus on Freedom empowers individuals to reach their goals and live as independently as possible, serving residents throughout Winnebago, Outagamie, and Fond du Lac counties. Find us at focusonfreedom.org, empowering independence, transforming lives.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There is a lot to listen to throughout the day on Civic Media. Jane Mattiner will join us near the end of our program to preview her program. She and Greg Bach coming up at 9 o'clock. But if you want to know what's happening all day long, you should be getting Civic Media's new daily newsletter. It's got lots of highlights, links to show notes, and more. Head over to civicmediatoday.substack.com. All right, well, we wanted to get the Brewers and Dodgers out of the way because that way we could get to some of the, you know, the more upbeat things.
The good.
Like Badger football. No, not that.
Okay, can I tell you something, Pat?
Sure.
I was driving home from covering the No Kings protest in Madison, and I had a notification on my phone from Channel 3000 about the Badger game, which is a weird thing to get notifications about the Badger game. And it said that the Badgers hold Ohio State scoreless. And it meant during the second quarter, but I was driving, so I just like quickly glanced at it. I was at a red light, don't worry.
Yeah.
And I thought I saw hold Ohio State scoreless, and I saw 17-0. And I thought there is no way that the Badgers have scored not only 17 points, but are winning against Ohio State. And sure enough, they weren't.
They weren't. No, they were not.
No.
I mentioned, you know, that you might get a chance to listen to history if the Brewers were to, or the Badgers were to knock off number one Ohio State. That didn't happen. But I could understand that in that same, the same spirit of that text message,
yeah,
the Badgers claiming victory in that the week before they lost to Iowa 37-0. And this time around, they only lost 34-0 to the number one team in the country. They actually lost to that's a moral victory in nobody's book whatsoever. But, you know, to be outscored 71-0 in the past two games.
Can I read you the results of the last 27 Wisconsin drives?
The last 27 Wisconsin drives?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. I'll bite.
Punt, interception. Punt, 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 punt. End of game. Punt, punt, and turnover on downs. Punt, punt, turnover on downs. Fumble. Punt, interception, interception. Punt, field goal. Hey. Punt, interception. Punt, 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 punt.
Punt. That's amazing. Wait, where was the field goal? Was that back in the Michigan game?
I have zero recollection.
Oh, man. That is just brutal.
It's not good.
And it's not going to get much better this coming Saturday when they're in Eugene, Oregon to take on the sixth-ranked team in the country. But you'll be able to hear the game on some Civic media stations. And let's see, it'll be on FS1 this weekend as well. And it says here in Eugene, Oregon, that the now everything's got like little either sports gambling or ticket things. And I don't know which ticket site this is, but down at the bottom says, and tickets available from $216. So that is not to see the Badgers. That's to see Oregon.
Yeah.
Shall we say, take on the Badgers. That's what
take
about.
Out the Badgers,
take out the Badgers as the case may be. The volleyball team, the women's volleyball team, they played at the field house both Friday and Saturday. On Friday, they swept 23rd ranked UCLA 3-0. But then yesterday, they lost to 25th ranked USC 3-1. So on the season now, they are 13-3 overall.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine was texting, but this was back when the Packers weren't looking so great yet in the game against Arizona. Which
Did they ever look great?
I wouldn't say great, no. Yeah. And he says, well, all I have left is Badger women's hockey.
could
not disagree with him on that one.
Both Badger hockey teams have scored more than the football team.
That's true. That's true. They have
for weeks
scored. Yes. Let's see, the women's hockey team. They are. Oops, I page here. There we go. They were taking on Vermont and Union College 8-1 and 4-0. So they did all right. They will next play Saturday afternoon at home against Minnesota State. The men's hockey team, meanwhile, is currently 2 wins, no losses, 2 ties. So, you know, they're not. They were rather disappointing last season. Let's just put it that way. So
Badger men's hockey is kind of a nut that I can't crack. Every year there seems to be a bit of hype and then little to no delivery.
Which is why my friend said, yeah, at least I've got the Badger women's hockey team to look forward to. Yes. But hey, getting back to the Packer game, it did finally go well in the end, but it should not have been that dramatic. It should not have been that close. They were in a 10-point hole for a chunk of the game before going on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 27-23. But it was like the last game, just not. Are we this spoiled now that we won and yet it doesn't feel satisfying?
I mean, to be fair, I don't remember feeling very good about a lot of Packer wins in my life. It never feels exactly like, man, we really got them in that one. It's kind of like, hey, we won.
I think it is a bit of we were spoiled because, you know, Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers were both generational talents. They're very exciting. Jordan Love is a very good football quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not a great quarterback.
No, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer.
No, we had two back-to-back great quarterbacks, and that was wonderful. Those were good times, and now I think we just need to be happy that you have to grind out these wins now.
Yeah.
And I think everybody wants to see, you know, a pass to Golden or Tucker Kraft, and it's, you know, 62 yards every time, and it's just not going to work that way.
No, I will hang my hat on Micah Parsons, who, by the way, Cardinals. Cardinals, what are you doing?
Jerry Jones.
How
I know.
How poor is your game plan? if you're going one-on-one against the best D10 in the league.
Very bad. But again, thank you, Jerry Jones. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, we are at Pittsburgh next Sunday. It's a Sunday night game.
Oh, baby.
So if you think we sound a little rough this morning, just you wait 7 days. Today's history lesson is next. We'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. I'm Pat Kreitlow. You're up north.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Sheriff John Matz wants to reopen a closed pod at the Winnebago County Jail due to an increase in inmates. The Oshkosh Herald reports that in 2024, the jail averaged 239 inmates, but now houses 275 and is nearing maximum capacity. Matz is asking for over $400,000 in the 2026 budget to reopen Pod C in July, and then $750,000 for 2027. The funds will cover the cost of hiring six new deputies for the jail. CPOD was closed in 2021, and 10 deputy positions were eliminated at that time. The Wisconsin Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into a Washera County incident on Thursday of last week where a domestic violence call turned deadly. A press release from the Washera County Sheriff's Office says a man fired a weapon at a deputy from inside of a residence. The deputy returned fire. The man then barricaded himself inside of the home while officers tried to negotiate. Officers heard gunshots from the home, and when they entered the house, they found the subject deceased. No officers were injured in the incident. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is warning residents about a tax refund text scam. According to the agency officials, residents have reported receiving a text claiming that their tax refund request has been processed and approved over recent weeks. The text claims that the potential victims need to provide their bank account information to receive the tax refund, and that the refund will be forfeited if they don't provide that information. Officials say the Department of Revenue does not send unsolicited text messages requesting personal information. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. K-pop Demon Hunters is a phenomenon kids can't seem to get enough of, and their parents can't seem to get the original soundtrack out of their heads. Buckle up, folks, or buy some earplugs, because the film is returning to the big screen for some Halloween sing-alongs. The Netflix animated fantasy adventure tells the story of a K-pop girl band that protects people from demons with song. Netflix is behind the theatrical release and is encouraging moviegoers to wear costumes. Pop Culture Jeopardy has been renewed for a season 2. In a related story, there's a show called Pop Culture Jeopardy, and it's already been on for a whole season. The show will be moving from Amazon Prime to Netflix and has the same answer with a question format as the actual Jeopardy. Host Colin Jost is currently in talks to return to the show, which should be back in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and breezy today. High temperatures in the low to mid-60s. For tonight, scattered showers developing, continued breezy with lows in the mid-40s. Still some showers around on Tuesday. High temps only near 50. Right now, it's 40 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here.
As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discounts IR4 Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Amy Gaither, director of a new show at the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls. Then Eric and Adam from Ask Your Mother drop by to rock the studio. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Today's history lesson begins with a melancholy note, but starts off with Leonard Skinner. It was on this day in 1977 that Leonard Skinner members Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines died in a plane crash in Mississippi. Gaines' sister Cassie, a backup singer with the group, was also killed along with two pilots and the band's manager. Other members of the group were badly injured on this day in 1977. The group was never quite the same after that. On this day in 1973, in the Watergate scandal, the Saturday Night Massacre happened when President Richard Nixon fired his attorney general and his deputy attorney general after they refused to fire the Watergate special prosecutor. So who did Richard Nixon find to turn into attorney general on the spot on a Saturday night? Robert Bork, the guy who Ronald Reagan later tried to, or George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, should have appointed on the U.S. Supreme Court. And that didn't work out so well. So we're underway with today's history lesson for a Monday morning, October 20th, and joined now by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who promised us last week that she would not be here last Friday, that she was going to take actual time off. Not the time off, and then we see her at some conference with some VIP, or she's on some global network or something. She was actually just going to take some time off. Did you do it?
I did it, and it was a blast.
It was a what?
Blast.
A
it
blast.
Was so much fun. Yeah.
That's
great. We were in Mexico City. We were doing yoga. We did a cacao ceremony. We ate the greatest food. We did the dancing and the people. It was amazing. I'm exhausted.
That's great. Mm-hmm. But you still managed to put on a show on Saturday through the magic of pre-recording.
Yeah. Isn't that cool how that works?
Yeah.
It's such a good show, too. You know, we all, I don't know about you, I thought the Brewers would win at least a few games.
Yeah.
I'm sad. I'm really sad. I'm disappointed. I get it. But I'm still feeling nostalgic. So that was our Saturday show. Dr. Pat McBride, he was the first bat boy for the Brewers when they came to Milwaukee in 1969. And he has story after story of Bob Uecker and Hank Aaron and you name it. And he's got a story, not just about the Brewers, but also about the Bucks, because he was their equipment manager,
yep,
and the Packers. I mean, it just flows out of this guy.
I know. Just great stories. Love the book. Was it The Luckiest Boy in the World?
He thinks he is, and I agree.
Absolutely. So you can listen to the show by wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever. Look for the Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show. Catch it across the network Saturdays at noon. Getting back to the history lesson, the Sydney Opera House was officially opened on this day in 1973 by Queen Elizabeth. This is the anniversary of the birth of the late, great Tom Petty.
This song has taken on such significance in this day and age, hasn't it?
Tom Petty passed away in 2017 at the age of 66. Happy birthday to former Vice President Kamala Harris, the person that if more of you had voted for her, you could have spent yesterday at brunch instead of, you know, marching over the weekend. That's what one of the signs said. It said, I'd rather be at brunch if Kamala were president. Happy birthday, Madam Vice President. And actor John Krasinski is 46 years old today. It was an instrumental song that was number one this day in 1979, and it was by trumpet player Herb Alpert.
How long has it been since we've had a good instrumental reach number one?
That's a great question.
Oh, wow. I can't think of one. Enjoy this instrumental That's... music while Pat looks it up.
I was going to say, the look on his face is like,
let's see if we get the Beethoven was on there. Let's see. This is going in order, starting from backwards. There's the theme from A Summer Place by Percy Faith and his orchestra in 1960. Mm-hmm. There was Calcutta by Lawrence Welk in 1961. The Stripper by David Rose in 1962. You probably want me to get more to the point. Chariots of Fire, the Miami Vice theme in 1985. We had the Star Wars Cantina Band, you know, a few days back.
Well, that wasn't the actual. That was.
Yeah. So, yes. Nothing recent that I'm seeing here, but somebody will probably correct us by going into the comment sections of Facebook or YouTube, which is just where you should do that kind of thing. Let's see. On this day in 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. On this day in 1818, the U.S. and the United Kingdom settled the Canada-U.S. border at the 49th parallel for most of its length. Happy birthday to Mark King of Level 42. He is 67 years old today.
That makes me feel very 80s.
It's very 80s. It's a very 80s tune. Yep, I like it. On this day, 3 years ago, Liz Truss, you remember the name Liz Truss? She stepped down as British Prime Minister and leader of the Conservative Party amid a political crisis, serving only 45 days before resigning. The least time of any British Prime Minister, and leading Americans everywhere to ask, how do we get that kind of a deal over here? You remember when some news site or something actually did a webcam with a head of lettuce to see if Liz Truss's premiership would last before the head of lettuce spoiled?
No.
The lettuce won. That was amazing. Happy birthday to Snoop Dogg. He's 54 years old today.
He's only 54. Like 17 again. Peach fuzz on my face.
Looking on the case. Trying to find a hella taste. He was born Cordozer Brodus Jr. in Long Beach, California.
His and parents, he and Martha Stewart make a delightful couple.
They are a lovely couple. It's a little extra work to be a Snoop Dogg fan. If you're on the radio, do you know how much digging I had to go to find the clean version of this song?
Do you know how hard I had to listen back to this song to make sure that you were right?
Did I pick the clean version? Uh-huh. Yes, I do know. I have a rough idea. On this day in 1998, Richard Pryor received the first ever Kennedy Center Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. The list of recipients is a who's who of comedy legends. Conan O'Brien was given the award earlier this year. On this day in 1979, Bob Dylan made his only appearance on Saturday Night Live, performing three songs from his album Slow Train Coming, When You Gonna Wake Up, I Believe in You, and this. This is You Gotta Serve Somebody. You may be an ambassador to England or France. You may like to gamble. On this day in 1955, you were mentioning this before, Lord of the Rings, Parker. The third and final volume of the trilogy by J.R.R. Tolkien was published this day in 1955. Peter, Paul, and Mary, their self-titled debut folk album, was the top of the album charts with singles like this one. If I had a hammer, I'd a hammer in the morning. This is what I love most about this segment. Is the songs that get popular in this country and how they range from Peter, Paul, and Mary to Snoop Dogg with a little Bob Dylan thrown in there someplace and a little trumpet playing as well.
If that there's an doesn't earworm tell you, in there for everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
If that doesn't tell you America's a melting pot, I don't know what does.
Exactly. And finally, Calypso singer Harry Belafonte stepped into a recording studio in New York City this day in 1955 and uttered that immortal word. Deo, Deo,
Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo, Deo
There are Brewers fans right now going, wait, that was part of a song? Because they play that all the time.
That's this Parker, Brewer fan.
You are pointing to yourself.
I had no idea this was actually a thing.
Also, Freddie Mercury. Remember when he did that at Live Aid?
Yes, I do. Okay, now bring this up a bit. Parker's got to understand there was actually a song involved here.
Yeah, I only knew the Freddie Mercury thing, actually. Come to think of it.
You have to learn a little bit about this guy and the work that he did in the civil rights movement. He was brilliant. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Harry Belafonte recording Deo, the Banana Boat song, this day in 1955. What do we have on the National Day calendar for today, Mr. Olson?
National Day calendar? Well, Dr. Lally, you'll appreciate this. It's Health Education Week.
Yay! Let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, I know we've talked about this before. A real health education, not the, you know, the make-believe version that people have been foisting on our children and not giving them proper information and having them properly equipped. And then they come to doctors like Dr. Lyerly and go, I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. Or I thought it was that.
Yes.
But if you don't have real good information, you can't make real good decisions for yourself, especially when it comes to sensitive topics.
Yes. So in your school district, insist on an actual health curriculum.
Please.
Not a fantasy one. What else you got for today?
It is also Write a Review Week, which I think means it's a great time to write a review about maybe how you think the health services people are doing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Or just go on Yelp and complain about your local restaurant because they didn't give you enough fries.
You could go to Apple, and where you're following this show as a podcast and the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show, you could leave a review there.
That's smarter.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And because we're asking you for reviews on both shows, you can go in widely different directions. Well, first there's the delightful Dr. Lyerly, and then there's this crusty guy that's on in the morning.
Wow.
What else we got here for the calendar today, Mr. Olson?
It is Brandied Fruit Day, which I didn't know was something that people did.
Oh, but I'm intrigued. Because you have to get prepared for the holidays. It's time.
I have to admit, I've never made brandied fruit.
Oh,
no. You do?
Well, it's my understanding, and I could be wrong here, and a listener will correct me, but I do believe you just put the brandy and the fruit in a jar, and then you let it sit.
Yes. I say that not because of brandy, but I do know the best old fashions that I ever had were in Madison at Johnny Delmonico's, where they were served with cherries that had been in a big old jar of Knob Creek bourbon.
Uh-huh.
For a very long time, the cherry infused Knob Creek bourbon old fashioned is a joy to behold.
And it is a necessity because in the olden days before refrigeration, when you harvested your fruit, you needed to preserve it. So brandy.
She's not just a fine girl. She's a way to preserve your fruit.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. So there you go. Brandied Fruit Day is today. And what else do we got in little entertainment clips? Parker, you want to emphasize
stuff? If you've watched the show Special Forces, it's like celebrities go through military training, basically, and has contestants to see how long they can last, essentially. Johnny Manziel was in it. But hey, our man, Randall Cobb, he's still there.
Get
is
out.
He?
Yeah, he's still doing it.
Oh,
he's doing the
I'm
thing.
I'm not surprised.
Oh. I love that dude.
Me too.
See, Special Forces. I mean, that is probably is a bit life endangering if you screw up, you know, some of the things that they do there. Whereas I'm more of the wipeout kind of guy. That's my idea of basic training, where you're running
Pat
along
looks at the course and he's like, I'm just going to jump in the pool.
I'm just going to jump in the pool before I get a pie in the face and the big old punching bag or jump on the big ball. And you know, the way those people fall on wipeout has me genuinely concerned for their safety. Like, I don't want to watch somebody die and wipe out. I want to laugh at their falls and foibles.
Yeah.
So fall correctly, kids. Mm-hmm. We'll be joined by Up North News reporter Selena Heller coming up. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ooh, Mr. Breeze.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long.
And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk or treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk or treats, glow in the parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to WISS.FM and click events. You're welcome.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court appeared to agree October 15th with arguments that the Voting Rights Act Section 2's majority-minority voting districts conflicted with the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. A decision is expected next year. Chief Justice John Roberts signaled that the court's 2023 Milligan precedent, a very similar case, may not apply to Louisiana versus Calais. Justice Kagan later pointed out that the court rejected several similar arguments by the state of Alabama defending its discrimination. Louisiana argued that the court-mandated majority-minority districts giving minority voters an equal chance to elect the candidate of their choice puts the state in a position to discriminate against other voters. Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett both voiced support for an endpoint to sunset such opportunity districts. The court's Jingles test, used to determine if a group qualifies for such a district, was also questioned by the conservative justices. In her opening argument, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund's Janae Nelson said that should the court strike down Section 2, it would be, quote, a staggering reversal of precedent that would throw maps across the country into chaos. There are 148 VRA majority-minority districts in 28 states, according to Ballotpedia. We've linked a transcript of the arguments at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The following is a paid sponsorship.
From the Civic Media Network, I'm Brad Anthony here with Marla Kopecky-Penny, founder of Focus on Freedom. She has spent the last 20 years working with children and adults with disabilities and their families as an in-home therapist, educator, and now business owner. Welcome to radio.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with the heart of it all. What is Focus on Freedom and what inspired its creation?
Focus on Freedom came about after about 15 years of supporting families and children across the gamut, such as in homes, education, all of those pieces and parts, and noticing slight gaps in the system of how are we helping our loved ones with diverse abilities, disabilities, achieve bigger things in life and have that sense of purpose and build that independence. And so when I noticed the gap, I started piecing things together and connecting with people. And I began in June of 2019.
Wow, congratulations. Well, you offer a wide variety of things, everything from one-on-one, including daily living skills training and career planning for individuals, along with caregiver support on demand, in-person, one-on-one, or small group meetings. What makes your approach to support so unique?
Well, we have continued to grow and expand over time. And what I mean by that is, we went from being more focused on the individual and focusing on their successes and their achievements to really looking at the whole family. And the reason that we chose to do that is because it isn't just about the individual and supporting them. It's about supporting the family as a whole, because we impact each other, and how we support, learn, and grow and work together is what ultimately defines all of our success. Whether you're the parent, the child, the brother, the sister, the grandma, the grandpa, working together is what achieves success. And so that's where we started to really not only support the individuals, but to really expand upon those caregiver supports to really help them navigate systems and supports as well, when you are finding out your loved one has been diagnosed with a disability.
Now, you talk about helping families go from surviving to thriving. What does that transformation look like?
That is a fabulous question.
It's loaded, I know.
It is very loaded, but I love loaded questions, so thank you for asking me that.
Yes.
It really starts with one nugget. So I always share with people is we will start first by building a relationship, because this is one of the most vulnerable industries there is. One, as a caregiver and a parent, you are welcoming somebody into your home where they're going to see you day in and day out and how you do business.
Yes.
As a trainer coming into the home, you're also vulnerable because you're doing your work in front of.
It makes everybody nervous.
Exactly. That's why it's so vulnerable, right? So you have to be open to the vulnerability of it first. And when you're open to vulnerability, that's what helps you take that one nugget of information or that one piece of information. I don't give you the whole gamut and say, here, do all of this.
Yeah.
We give you a nugget. And then when you are like, okay, I can handle that, then we take the next step and the next step. So, for example, within my personalized family support plan, it's a plan for the family. So for some families, they're looking for help within the education system and how to navigate qualifying for something called special education within our education systems. And what does that look like? And what are these plans? Really unveiling the transparency of that to offer them a level playing field when they walk into the meetings with the school districts.
Now, you serve several counties in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about building relationships and trust with these communities. How does it all start? Does it take a few meetings to finally get comfortable with everybody and everything going on?
Every situation and every family is different. I'm pretty sure you've probably met people where you like sink right away and it's like,
oh, yeah,
you've known each other forever.
Especially if they got free food.
Right? Exactly. And so you have those people you just instantly connect with, but you also have people where it's like they're more concerned or conservative, or you're navigating a very vulnerable situation.
It's very sensitive.
It is super sensitive. So really, I call it, a lot of people call it reading the room. I call it being a chameleon to my trainers when I do trainings for my trainers. It's truly working through our perspectives, our assumptions, our judgments, that when we're walking into the room, reading the room, recognizing where we're at, and recognizing like everybody's coming to this meeting together with the purpose of succeeding and thriving.
Yes.
So how are we going to help support you in that journey? What's that nugget we start with? First, by building the relationship and trust, by being that sounding board, that non-judgmental sounding board, which often comes with feeling judged when you're in those caregiver roles. That's number one feeling oftentimes I hear from families, is I feel judged for how I'm parenting and what I'm doing, and other parents of neurotypical children don't understand.
Right.
And so it's really coming in open and listening with curiosity from their perspective and how they're feeling and what they're seeing. And then just giving a little nugget of information to think about, to ponder, or to implement. It's those small baby steps that get you from surviving to thriving. And it's, I call it a long range goal. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen immediately, but I guarantee you're going to look back in a year and be like, wow, we went from here to here.
Wow. Well, briefly, you have a history as a teacher,
mm-hmm,
an evaluation of an IEP, and you help families understand what that is. We have a little bit more time before we go to the break, but what is an IEP and what does that whole thing look like?
That's a fabulous question. An IEP is something called an individualized education plan. It is a plan developed if you meet the educational criteria and are deemed as needing additional education support within the school system. So there are different eligibility criterias that you can qualify for. Most commonly, you'll hear a learning disability. You can qualify intellectual disability, autism under the educational umbrella, caveat, different than the medical umbrella. They are not the same. But that's a whole nother discussion. But there are a series of areas that you are evaluated for.
Awesome. We'll briefly touch on that coming back after the break. It's Brad Anthony with the Civic Media Network here with Marla Kopecky-Penny, founder of Focus on Freedom. It's been great talking with you so far.
Yes, this is awesome.
All right. We'll be back in a few moments right here on the Civic Media Network.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. You might have had some trouble getting onto your favorite websites or apps overnight. Amazon Web Services, which hosts popular sites like Snapchat, Amazon Alexa, Roblox, and Wall Street Journal, was down. The company says they have traced the worldwide problem to a facility in Virginia. The Louvre is closed for another day following the brazen jewel heist on Sunday morning.
The suspects making off with eight items, including sets of sapphire and emerald necklaces and earrings, two diadems, and elaborate diamond brooches. It all played out 9:30 Sunday morning, officials immediately shutting down the museum.
ABC's James Longman in Paris. President Trump says he will address the issue of beef prices later this week, claiming the U.S. could purchase Argentinian beef in an attempt to tame inflation.